Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Krishna. Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nearing the end of the first chapter, observing the armies. Yesterday we didn't do text, so today is text 44. Okay. Everybody ready for Sanskrit? Text 44. Aho bata mahat papam. Yeah? Okay, not ready. Already 42 and 43. No, I did 42 and 43 on Thursday evening. Yesterday no class, so today 44. I will apologize to the text number 44, chapter 1. Aho bata mahat papam. Aho bata mahat papam. Kartum vyavasita vayam. Yat raja sukalo bena. Hantum svajanam udyata. Aho bata mahat papam. Kartum vyavasita vayam. Yat raja sukalo vena. Hantum svajanam udyata. Aho bata mahat papam. Kartum vyavasita vayam. Yat raja sukalo bena. Hantum svajanam udyata. Kartum vyavasita vayam. Yat raja sukalo bena. Hantum svajanam udyata. Aho bata mahat papam. Kartum vyavasita vayam. Yat raja sukalo bena. Hantum svajanam udyata. Anybody else like? Aho bata mahat papam. Kartum vyavasita vayam. Yat raja sukalo bena. Hantum svajanam udyata. Aho bata mahat papam. Kartum vyavasita vayam. Yat raja sukalo bena. Hantum svajanam udyata. Aho bata mahat papam. Yatraja sukha lobena tumta janam udyata. So now, chant, please. Yeah, but I mean, looking at me. Oh, no, just remembering that Srila Prabhupada, he had a purpose for his repetitive chanting. Yes? That we should know it after we chant. You remember? I was just checking. Very good. Now you look, you're disqualified. Somebody else? Loudly, one more time. Ahobata mahat papam. Yes. So it's very powerful, eh? Actually, if I would tell you before, probably somebody would be able to. Or together, all of us, we would be able to. Isn't it? But we're going through the motions. As many times in devotional service, we sometimes just going through the motions. Yes? But this is, there's a purpose behind this. Okay, going through the motions means you do the same things on automatic pilot, cruise control. So, like, when our attention is there, so the whole thing becomes different. So Srila Prabhupada, he had a purpose for this repetitive chanting. What was that purpose? That we would know the verse after we chanted. So that's every day one verse. I'm inspired because Sureshwar Prabhu shared with us that there were so many things going on in ISKCON, and at one point he made a vow in 72, I will learn the Bhagavad Gita. And it took him 6 years, but he did. So we know about Palananda Swami, maybe there's some more who know Bhagavad Gita. And then I heard Mother Jayabadeva sharing that Palananda Swami knows the Bhagavad Gita because he wants to know what's life all about. I forget the exact words. So maybe not today, but tomorrow is another chance to learn the verse as we are chanting it. Actually, when we are sharp, sometimes we can manage. Eh? It's only 12 words. Many times it's only 12 words. Here's 16, yes? Oh no, 4, 8. More or less like 6 plus 8, 14 words. But many times it's only 12 words. Bhagavad Gita verses, only 12 words. Okay, something to look forward to. The word by word. Aho, alas. Please give all your energy. Bata. How strange it is. Mahat. Great. Papam. Sins. Kartum. To perform. Gavasita. Have decided. Vayam. We. Yat. Because Raja Sukha Lobena, driven by greed for royal happiness, Hantum, to kill Svajanam, kinsmen, Udyata, trying. Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts. Driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness, we are intent on killing our own kinsmen. Please repeat. Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts. Driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness, we are intent on killing our own kinsmen. Purport. Driven by selfish motives, one may be inclined to such sinful acts as the killing of one's own brother, father, or mother. There are many such instances in the history of the world, but Arjuna, being a saintly devotee of the Lord, is always conscious of moral principles and therefore takes care to avoid such activities. Let's just read on first and then go back, because text 45. Yadimam apratikaram ashastam shastapanaya dartarashta ranehanyus tanmekshemataram bhavet. Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield. Purport. It is the custom, according to Kshatriya fighting principles, that an unarmed and unwilling foe should not be attacked. Arjuna, however, decided that even if attacked by the enemy in such an awkward position, he would not fight. He did not consider how much the other party was bent upon fighting. All these symptoms are due to soft-heartedness resulting from his being a great devotee of the Lord. And text 46. Sanjaya uvacha evam uktvarjuna sankhe ratupasta upavishat visrija sasharam japam shokasam vignamanasa. Sanjaya said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief. Purport. While observing the situation of his enemy, Arjuna stood up on the chariot, but he was so afflicted with lamentation that he sat down again, setting aside his bow and arrows. Such a kind of soft-hearted person in the devotional service of the Lord is fit to receive self-knowledge. Thus, Bhaktivinoda purports to the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of observing the armies on the battlefields of Kurukshetra. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Srila Prabhupada speaks on what? Or how would you summarize it? Or which key elements? Which theme? Yes? Any words from Srila Prabhupada's purport which comes to mind in this connection? A kind and soft-hearted person, like the Bhagavad is saying, that a kind and soft-hearted person, yes. So Srila Prabhupada had spoken about this earlier on, and today Shyamananda Prabhu was teaching this section now for the first-year students of the college. He mentioned that he mentions this many more times than calling Arjuna a weak person. So he was less condemning Arjuna than praising. So we know, sometimes it's just a cowherd, on one hand, or this is totally not according to the principles of a kshatriya. What is a kshatriya? A fighter. So a military man, he should do his duty and cannot be too sentimental. But here, Srila Prabhupada is glorifying Arjuna by saying he's a great devotee, his profession is. How do you say it in English? Military. he's in the army. So, but it's very great if we can be soft-hearted. If we now look at ourselves, we are practicing devotees, and sometimes we are very hard-hearted. Yesterday morning, Pada Sarthi Prabhu mentioned in the class that also Kartik Vratas vows we take for 1 month. They are not meant to make us hard-hearted. We must make sure they don't make us hard-hearted. Sometimes extreme tapasya, austerities, can bring about this hard-heartedness, which is totally opposite to the principles of bhakti, of devotional service. Isn't it that we should purify the heart to the point that the heart becomes as soft as molten butter, and then the butter thief comes and steals it? So we are meant, yes, to be robbed by one particular thief, Makan, sure, the butter thief. So when our heart becomes attractive, so then he will be eager to steal it. So also then it be, sometimes we say Krishna comes to sit in the heart, yes. So when it's very comfortable, when the heart is clean, like in your own dwelling, where do you live? In a student room or in a mobile home? Wherever you live, you want a clean place, right? Is it schoon where you live, Taj? Yeah? Very good. So she lives in a clean mobile home. Somebody lives in a student room or has a room in the ashram. So we want to keep our living environment very tidy. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Sometimes we hear cleanliness is godliness. It's so important. So, but then this heart, that also should be very clean. So then Krishna wants to live there. He's there, we know he's there, but he's also not so much there, so much present. So it's his residence, but he's absent, he's out of the heart. But he can be much more present, really, as Shama Sundara, as the Brahma Samhita says. The pure devotee always sees this form of Krishna in the heart, well, Shama Sundara, because he has a purified vision, his senses are purified. He doesn't look through material eyes to the world. And then this spiritual dimension becomes visible to our eyes. So soft-heartedness is very conducive. This is a symptom of devotee. Srila Prabhupada is pointing out. It doesn't have anything to do with sentimentalism. Soft-heartedness is a good quality. Yes, but in this situation, okay, it appears there is these both instructions, yes? When you're on a battlefield, you can't allow such feeling to overcome you. That's material dharma. But then we also have the deeper dimension, like a spiritual dimension. Am I confusing you, Bhaktamai? No, eh? Okay, good. So we're trying to understand this together. I don't know more than you at all. I'm not more realized. So please give your input, give your thoughts. I'll just say a few more things. So Srila Prabhupada starts off these three purports. In the first purport, he says, driven by selfish motives. So it rings a bell. Sometimes we choose selfish motives over the motivation of general interest. We happen not to be alone on the planet. There are many living entities around us. Some can speak and protest, others can't. So we are so much ahead of so many people if we become a vegetarian, because we broaden our consciousness. We become conscious. We make conscious choices. We are not being lived. We start to live. We start to make conscious choices. So because animals, they do not protest. Although they do, they cry. But they could speak, if they could speak philosophy, the people would think twice before they would, if they would remind their killer, their butcher, of the law of karma. Yes? So people would think twice. So but we are rambling on in life, and we are allowing our mind to take over, and we are not very thoughtful. We're living unconsciously, and then we harm so many living entities. We allow our selfish motives to take over. In our daily life also, as devotees, it's useful to be aware of this. We must make sure we don't offend others. And a devotee even does not harm an ant. Like, what was that? Srila Prabhupada, in his room, he said, "Do you see this ant, this little insect?" And the devotees did not see it, but he kept on saying, if we can make that one Krishna conscious, that is a glorious act. He's so Krishna conscious, and he meant us to become like that too, to be full of compassion. Like, let's start to become very mindful, and because it's not the nature of the soul to be rough and rude. It's just all artificial nonsense. This society here in the West is like that. There's no culture. But we have to go against this tendency by being very conscious in all what we do. Otherwise, we will be overcome by this wave, this tsunami of mindlessness. We are doing things in a mindless way. We are sometimes not attentive and or thoughtful enough to what we are doing. I'm speaking very quickly, and sometimes I notice I forgot to think, and I already spoke. So we must make sure we, that's vacho vegam, manasakoda vegam, or austerity of speech consists in speaking words that are beneficial, truthful, pleasing, and not agitating to others, and also regularly reciting Vedic literature. So the tongue always wants to vibrate. It's a very strong urge, and if we don't do it in this way, if we don't practice austerity of speech, if we don't check, hey, is this truthful? Hey, who's it going to help? Nobody. Oh, maybe I should omit it, I should not say it. Or is it pleasing? Or maybe it's agitating? Oh. These are four. It's a very good check, eh? If we would check all our phrases before, to these four elements. Eh? Is it truthful? It may be truthful. It may not. Oh. So then I can wait saying it. Is it beneficial? Okay. What is the contribution going to be? Is it going to help us advance in Krishna consciousness? Is it going to help me or others to advance in Krishna consciousness? Would my guru be pleased if I say or do something also in doing things? So if that would be the measurement of our acts and speech, so we would make rapid advancement, right? So it's and then is it beneficial? Is it truthful? Is it pleasing? Also, like, this was a wonderful idea, suggestion also, in the same class, Parthasarathi suggests, you could be kind to the devotees. That's a nice vrata. I will be kind to the devotees. Well, practice makes perfect. Now we should never worry, wow, I can't artificially do things, this is too hard or something. No, it's not that hard. So therefore, these are just a few small thoughts on the how we could work on that one. We are sometimes driven by selfish motives. So it becomes a habit sometimes to act upon them. But as a devotee, we must go against our old habits and create new habits. That's very important. And that's spiritual life. It's all about this. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said, become conscious and then Krishna conscious. We can't do one before the other. Because it's a science. And if you forget something in a science, for instance, you're making a big addition and you make a mistake in the beginning, oh, forget it, it will be all totally wrong. So we have to go back, isn't it? We have to go back up, oh, yeah, I went wrong. So we adjust that and we will have a good result. So this is how we should work on our bhajan, our devotional practice. It's a month of introspection, yes? It's a month of Radha, some say, so month of Damodar. We want to see, am I making, where am I going? Yes. So we make more time. It's not only like quantitative things, it's also the quality. If we could make progress in the quality of our dealings with the devotees, this is going to be greatly conducive. We will be so much less disturbed. It's hard to chant because we are disturbed, yes? We are so disturbed. But how much of it comes from uncareful dealings, yes? So if you could just like, say short on the ball. But when something goes wrong, if we could adjust it quickly, that would make such a big difference. If we would not linger, drag our feet, maybe I did something wrong. Anyway, and we do. But if we could catch it there, as it is, that's. We should not delay things. Do things straight away. Do things right away. That is very helpful in spiritual life. We tend to delay, but in Dutch we say, from delay, you're going to put it off. You're going to never do it in the end. So, yeah. So, Arjuna, being a saintly devotee of the Lord, we want to become like that. We want to become saintly. Sadureva samantavya samyakvya vasito isa. If we keep on working on it, we already considered well situated, so that even if we sometimes miss a beat, then yeah, we're still in the race. So Krishna is very magnanimous. We are also in the age of Lord Chaitanya, who is Namo Maha Vadanyaya, very beneficent. So we have more than one chance, let's not worry, but we keep on going. Then we are rightly situated, and and we can expect all the blessings of Krishna. Yes, so we shouldn't speak for eternity. These are a few thoughts. Maybe some of you want to add something. Yes, we have a tendency, you know, to put off things forever, isn't it? I mean, important things? No, important things you should do. It's a very serious thing, you know. If you could root that one out, if you could root the Vaishnava apparat out. When we hurt somebody, that's already a Vaishnava apparat, right? It is. If something hurts. So, and we know the devotees, they're very refined. They're very sensitive, so therefore it's impossible to live with the devotees because we can't say sorry. But if we can, so that makes a whole lot of a difference, especially when we can say it and mean it. And here is the extra mile we have to go, do something for that person, you know, to convince him that you are serious about it. So that makes a whole lot of a difference. Somebody told me, an Australian devotee, that Kurma Prabhu, who is very nice devotee and also has a fiery nature, and that that's why I never have money. There was a quote from him: that's why I never have money, because I'm always buying these presents. After I was a little too sharp or something in dealings, and then he buys them a present. So how beautiful, how sweet, you see, we have this side, but we also have the other side, the very sweet side, and we are developing that side, and the other one will become purified. It will go away, you know. It will become a nectar devotee who is welcome in the spiritual world. So all these good qualities have to be developed. Later on in the 12th chapter, Krishna says, such a devotee is very dear to me. Huh? I would never put anybody in trouble, for instance. And who is not disturbed if others put him in trouble? Prabhu? Discussion? So you ask me, okay, we should not delay correcting others so they don't go to hell before we can save them. Like also, I meant it especially like when we go off the rail, like when I have a slip of a tongue, you know, and I hurt some devotee, then I should make up quickly, not delay that one. And then as far as correcting others, okay, this is a science. So if we would adopt as a rule, not before I established some relationship with him. Even in a short time you can establish some relationship. Like if it's a small thing, he can hardly take offense of such a correction. It's just like ignorance. I mean, so then it could be like you first are nice to him. If you, for instance, never spoke to the person, you must have a lot of understanding of this because you have so many dealings with so many devotees. Just in Mayapur, I heard Anuttama say in one course that they had this rule in their Washington D.C. temple that only the Bhakta leader will be correcting the others. Because you've ever been a Bhakta, wow, it hurts, you know. It's just like a fire test, you know. From everywhere you get so many corrections. Wow, if you can withstand such a test, wow, very well. So what a brilliant rule. If some correction needs to be done, you go through the Bhakta leader. Wow. What an improvement, you see. Because everybody was a hard day, you know. He was chastised by his wife or not respected on Sankirtan. And he's going to vent it on some... Okay, there's so many faults, eh? There's so many corrections. We have to learn so many things. And we are not yet, how to say, in some temples they have brilliant training programs. I think in Bhaktivedanta Manor also, people are really, you know, in detail trained. They go to the bathroom, but they clean the floor. in a manner. So how wonderful, you know? You don't leave a mesa, but so many, maybe among those devotees who have to do the corrections to others, maybe so many of them don't know this, you know, that you should not leave a mess in the bath. Hare Krishna. So I don't know if this is helpful. It's such a refined art to correct others, huh? You have a point that it's good to say it early, but it's very helpful to have a wonderful relationship with that devotee, or and then it's so much easier for the devotee to be encouraged by that correction. Yeah, then it's not so much of an austerity. It will be much easier to take. So, anything else regarding the texts we have read today? So the mood is, of course, here that Arjuna, he's had it all. He can't function anymore. When we are totally like, yeah, say I'm a bhakta, and it happens also nowadays, this day and age. Last week, I mean, bhaktas are going home. It's too much. And so that's not a purpose. So somehow or other we must become more and more experts, so we could give them some nice counsel, so they don't need to go chill out and maybe increase karma, or I don't know. But I mean, in the mode of goodness. So, but Arjuna himself here is the example. He's so much overwhelmed by the mode of ignorance in this little that he doesn't. By ignorance, so that he doesn't know, he can't function, he can't do his duty. So sometimes also, you know, we are paralyzed by overwhelmed by the modes. And Krishna now is going to counsel his friend Arjuna, and then he will do that in the role of a guru. And then afterwards, now all my illusion is gone, and life goes on. In 45 minutes, Arjuna is going to say, thank you very much. I will act upon what you said. When that day will be ours, that we can say that, yes, Srila Prabhupada, I'm going to do whatever you said. Beautiful words, huh? Karishye vachanam tava. I will do what you said. In the introduction, Srila Prabhupada already told us that this should be our... we should promptly come to the conclusion of the Bhagavad. Promptly come to... we promptly listen to our mind. Or we listen to the promptings of our mind. So, when will we... Paramatma Samahita. When will we have reached the Super Soul and listen to the promptings of the Super Soul? Wow. Yes? Like sometimes... yesterday, Shoreshwar Prabhu mentioned... in one Pandal program, somebody from the other end of the Pandal, 10,000 people maybe, was almost yelling to Srila Prabhupada, why Maya is so strong? And without missing a beat, Srila Prabhupada said, Maya is strong because your purpose is weak. So that's prompting of the Super Soul. When will we hear the Super Soul? When our mind is controlled, according to Krishna's words in the 6th chapter, Chitatmana Prashantatma. Then Paramatma Samahita. We will be hearing not that voice of our mind, but the voice of Super Soul. We will not miss a beat. We will be very clear. This is what Krishna wants me to do. So then, not more this. Prabhuji, do this. Prabhuji, do that. I mean, we are purified. Huh? If our guru would tell, we will, of course. But we are more. We can listen to Krishna. So. And to the extent one gets purified, well, this voice becomes more clear. But for the time being, as conditioned souls, we always verify these suggestions from within with senior devotees, mentors. And in the 6th chapter, text 7, I believe, we are also coming to the end of our time. You want to? Yeah, 6, 7. Any other points? Oh, you've been studying the verse for the whole class. That's glorious, Prabhu. Very nice. 50%. Gantra Srila Prabhupada ki. I mean, Bhagavad Gita ki. Yeah. No.
Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Mopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama